The escape happened at a net pen owned by Marine Harvest Canada in Frederick Arm, about 125 miles northwest of Vancouver. Ian Roberts, a spokesman, says the company is doing an internal review to try and prevent the escape from happening again.
Well, as we speak, actually, there's an internal investigation and external investigation by the province to find out exactly what happened. But what we do know is that there was very heavy tides that week, which pushed the cage system, removed an anchor, and the anchor slipped into a crevice and has seemed to have pulled one of the pens down about 15 feet below the surface, releasing the fish within that pen.
The fish were mature adult 9-pound Atlantics. Canadian and provincial officials are investigating. The company tried to recapture some of the escaped fish and caught 380 out of an estimated 29,866. Roberts says the fish were worth $500,000 Canadian to the company. He says Marine Harvest's last large escape was in the year 2000.
We have increased our strength of our nets. They are regularly tested. They are regularly inspected. And we certainly don't move fish around as much as we used to, which also creates less incidents. So we've done a very good job of keeping fish in the pens. And something we've been proud of. So this, again, is very unfortunate that this was to happen.
The escape prompted environmental groups to renew their calls for enclosed cages instead of open-top pens. Roberts says saltwater closed containment systems for farming do not yet exist. The company and environmental group Living Oceans Society hope to work together to develop a working closed cage system to limit future releases. Tammy Davis is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Invasive Species Program project leader. She says the July 1st escape is one of the largest in recent years.
I'd say in the last 7 to 10 years, the fish farms have kind of gotten a handle on unintended escapes, adding a second net pen around the first net has really helped. So, yeah, this is definitely larger than we've seen.
Alaska fishery managers are concerned about escaped Atlantics and possible impacts on wild Pacific salmon. Concerns range from spreading disease and sea lice to competing for food with wild stocks and even colonizing Alaskan streams. The numbers of Atlantics caught in Alaska have been dropping since a peak of 161 were caught back in 1998. In 2001, that number was down to 35. 2006, there were only 2 recaptured, and last year saw only 4 Atlantics caught in Alaskan waters. One was caught as far north as San Diego Bay near Sand Point on the Alaska Peninsula. The bulk of Atlantics are normally caught in southeast. Davis says the potential is good that some will show up from the latest escape, and she's contacted fish and game staff around the state to get the word out. She's hoping commercial and sport fishermen will be on the lookout and will hold on to any strange-looking salmon.
We would love it if they could retain the fish and freeze it and then contact their nearest ADF&G office so that we can sample the fish, get measurements, weights, and then fish can either be sent to me here at the Juneau headquarters office, and then I will forward genetic samples of the fish up to our genetics lab.
Atlantics can be identified through spots on their gill plates. Also, they have 8 to 11 anal fin rays and do not have any spots on their tails. They sometimes also have damaged fins from rubbing against net pens. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.